HKX, mobile.
HKX and 4ZLK.
HKX, good morning, Shane. How you been?
I was just in the Ford place picking up the parts. I picked up my truck this morning from Wayne, cranked it up, and the check engine light was on. And he looked at it and said it was a sensor, the injector control pressure sensor.
For IPR. Easy. When they were bad to get oil, they'll start leaking, and then it'll cause a problem. It's just one of those things.
And he was surprised because he said it was dry. I looked at it, and it wasn't, you know, when he test drove it after he did all the other work, it wasn't showing that code, so I just went ahead and picked one up.
Need to put in.
Setting or anything, is there?
Good and tight.
Just pulling out in traffic, and it's stuttering a little bit.
Some air in it. From that job, that's a pretty big job on there, but Wayne's usually really good about that, so it could be the sensor causing the problem, too.
I just drove it all the way from Greer to Lawrence Road with no issues, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'll try to, he told me I could swing by and have him, he change the sensor out for me, but if it's that easy, I may just do it at home.
Inch and 16 socket for the new one, I believe it is. I think you're going to have to use a wrench on that, I can't remember on that one, and it depends on if it's ever been changed before.
Probably 5/8. So then when I got this one, I was like, well, that's not a 5/8, but it does look different. He said the bolt is kind of hidden underneath it.
Original one, the 5/8 hex was underneath the sensor. The new one looks like an oil pressure sensor, like a bell sensor with the flanges or the hexagon out on the side of it.
I can do. But yeah, I'm doing fine. I didn't get on the radio much. I've got my work vehicle, and, you know, I've been driving that. But when I was in the truck, it was really quiet. I'd hear somebody come on, but about the time I was ready to stop again.
In my case, too. I just hadn't heard you. Figured I'd give you a text this morning to see how you're doing.
But I heard you briefly this morning when I was at home, but I had to leave the house at 7. My wife took me in to get my truck, so I didn't stay in the radio room very long.
Seems like the repeater's having some trouble today. I don't know if it's just propagation or what's going on, but it's been in and out.
What issue going on with, excuse me, I gotta clear my throat. Seems like there's been an issue lately, a lot more static or popping on people's signals than I remember.
It's still better than not being able to talk to anybody, so I'll enjoy it. It's not that bad.
Point there. Did you have a good weekend? Did your wife have a good Mother's Day?
I guess she did. Her and my son went out. And they hung out most of the afternoon by themselves. I went and visited my stepmom. She's the only one left now. So, and then we spent all morning together, went to church, and I took her out to eat afterwards.
Called my mother. She's still in town, but she's just gotten back. I actually woke her up. She got back really late Saturday night and took a trip out to Wyoming for one of my nephew's wedding. We didn't get to go to but all my kids got to see my wife. We went out and spent some time downtown Greenville for the first of the year. All together. So that's fun. But it was nice. We had a good time.
Part of that, the repeater got the rest of it. But it sounded like you said you had a good time with your wife, had a good time, and she got back into town, I believe it was.
Mother, on Sunday, we had a good time.
in and out of the repeater, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with you if you can hear me. This is KO4HKX and N4ZLK, and we'll be clear. KO4HKX, clear.
Later on, Dave Patrick. Have a good day. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.